Nikki Haley made it official this morning. She is suspending her run for president.
I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign.
NPR's Sarah McCammon joins us now from Haley's campaign headquarters near Charleston. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, Michelle.
Since you are there, set the scene for us. Who was there? What was it like?
You know, a lot of the events I've been to are, you know, events with supporters, but this was announced early this morning, and really I'm at her campaign headquarters, as you said, near Charleston, and she delivered a speech just to mostly staff and reporters, several dozen people, maybe 75 or so at most. So kind of a quieter end to this campaign.
Not the celebration she had hoped for, no doubt. So what did you take away from what she had to say?
Well, really, Michelle, she did what was expected, what a lot of people had expected for a while, which is drop out. You know, she had not succeeded in winning very many nominating contests, just two, Vermont yesterday and D.C. over the weekend. And, she stayed in part because she was able to fundraise. She was hearing from people who said they wanted her to stay in, and she said that she thought Republican voters deserved an alternative to Donald Trump. But yes, she made it official today. What she didn't do is what several other major candidates for the Republican nomination have done. She did not come out and endorse Trump. She sort of left the door open.
Well, she did speak about him, and she certainly alluded to him. So what did she say?
Well, she acknowledged that he is likely to be the nominee at this point. He's the inevitable nominee. And she said she wished him well. She also said she would wish anyone who would be president well. And she had this caution.
It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him. And I hope he does that.
Now, Michelle, you may remember this is not the first time that Haley suggested she might not support the Republican nominee. You know, she and everyone else who participated in Republican National Committee-sponsored debates had to pledge that they would. But over the weekend on NBC's Meet the Press, she said that the RNC has changed and that she would make up her own mind. Today, she reiterated that idea. She pointed to a quote from the late former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, who said, "Never just follow the crowd, always make up your own mind."
Do we have any sense of what is next for Nikki Haley, former governor of South Carolina, former United Nations ambassador? Any sense of what her plans are now?
Well, she said she's looking forward to being a private citizen once again, the kind of thing people say when they're quitting campaigns. But she also said she will continue to use her voice for things she believes in. You know, she repeated some of her campaign talking points about reducing the national debt, standing by U.S. allies, including Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. But she appears, you know, to be carving out a continued role for herself in the Republican Party by calling on Trump to earn the trust of her voters. It's unclear if her role will be as an anti-Trump voice or as an ally of the former president. You know, there's been some speculation that she may want to be vice president, and she batted that away a few weeks ago as she began sharpening her attacks on Trump to some degree. But overall, she's been very careful with the words she's chosen about Trump. She hasn't gone hard after him very much. She said that chaos follows him, for example, but hasn't usually directly blamed him for the chaos. So she is keeping an open door here, and it feels like she could really move in either direction, toward Trump or away from him.
And before we let you go, what about her voters? You've been talking to a lot of them. What is your sense of how likely Trump is going to be able to earn their votes?
You know, the Haley voters I've been talking to, Michelle, over several months in several states have a real mix of feelings about this. Some say they would likely vote for Biden. Others say they'd likely vote for Trump. But many tell me they're just not sure, and they really don't want this Trump-Biden matchup. You know, exit polls last night indicate that Haley supporters are reluctant to support Trump. Meanwhile, President Biden is offering an olive branch, reaching out to Haley supporters and saying there's a place for them in his campaign.
That is NPR political correspondent Sarah McCammon. She's in Daniel Island, South Carolina at Haley campaign headquarters. Sarah, thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.